Okay, welcome. Once again, this is our fourth session. I want to invite all of you. If you have any questions, you can send a text, and our moderator, Bechor Barayev, will be able to read it and pass it on to me. So,
Means they send a chat to my they send a chat to me
what's
or to
that?
the group. They send a chat to the group or
Yeah, through
send
the
a chat.
chat, yes. Okay, thanks. Bahoy, why don't you close your mute your phone, your because you're in the center of the
I am muted.
Got it. Okay, there you go. So the reality is that all of you struggle. Live in a war zone between your mind and the environment, which you really must win. I mentioned to Bechor that I just received a call this the other day from a man who's 65 years old, and his message is, "I don't want to leave this world an addict," right? For a man. And but he's been trapped since he was a child, and I haven't even seen him yet. I hope to see him tomorrow. His dream is to taste freedom before he leaves this world. An incredible dream. So we're going to battle with five skills that we're presently learning, and some other meditations and that we began with and which we'll continue with later. The first skill we learned last week, FACT, FACT. If you haven't heard it, it's very important to listen and to master it. FACT deals with how to overcome negative thoughts, how to overcome unwanted thoughts that entrap us in a state of helplessness. Today we're going to learn another skill called pages. Now I give these names not because the name indicates what it is. The names are merely acronyms. They're the first letters of words that we use to remember the particular skill. And we spell pages, P-A-G without the E and the S, and I'll explain later what that is. And pages we use for feelings that we carry around within us, negative feelings that accumulate over years of our struggle. And then we're going to learn another one called flag, which deals with our feelings of helplessness and hopelessness and what many perceive it as their flight against quote destiny, whatever that means. And then we're going to learn another skill called centering, which helps you overcome social anxiety and environmental triggers. And then we're going to learn the last skill would be pulse of life, which is how to deal with intense anxiety. And once again, what all these skills have in common is that they've been designed to help you win the war for your freedom, both in Olam HaZeh, this world, and Olam HaBa. So, I want to describe one thing that before we continue, So much of this program is based on Menuchas and Nefesh. And what's different between this approach, which is based on Menuchas and Nefesh, which I'll explain in a moment, as opposed to any other approach, is that there's something we say in Yom Kippur from the Haftorah. The Haftorah is from Yeshaya, Isaiah, 57. So what he says in the Haftorah, he says, I'll read it in Hebrew, then I'll read it in English. In Hebrew, it says, Shalom, shalom, l'rochok, v'l'korov, amar Hashem l'ofosiv, v'arishoyim ki yam nigrash, ki heshket, hashket lo yuchal, v'yigrishu, v'imov, refesh, v'tit. So in English, it translates is peace, peace, far and near. Hashem says, and I will heal him. The key word here is harishoyim ki yam nigrash. The rishoyim, the wicked of the world, are like a driven sea. They can't rest. And this water is full of mire and mud. There's no peace. See, that's the reality of the world we live in. It's a world of yam nigrash. It's a heaving sea. It's a world that's inundated with tension, anxiety, impulses out of control. That's what fuels so much violence in our world. And the only exception is the world of Torah, the world of Hashem. Shalom, shalom. So this whole program that you're learning is based on tapping into Menuchas HaNefesh. And by tapping into Menuchas HaNefesh, we become conduits for Hashem's bracha. You discover freedom because Hashem gives you the gift of freedom. So today we're going to learn. We're going to learn a skill called pages. Pages is an experience is a of learning to control or transform your negative feelings. Now, negative feelings really become the driving force of so much of our obsessions and our addiction. Now, see, there's a cycle that people go through continuously, and it goes like this. You wake up in the morning and you say, "Today's going to be different. I'm going to be determined, inspired. I'm going to be motivated. I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to beat it today." But before you know it, for whatever reason, your mind is invaded by your thoughts, by your negative thoughts. Unwanted thoughts, you didn't want them, you don't know how they got there. We learned about fact last week. Or you're overwhelmed by your negative feelings about yourself. Or you experience impulses, or you see external stimulations or seductions around you. So no matter how determined you were, before you know it, comes the fall, the entrapment. You don't know how it got there. But somehow you're there again and you have no way of getting out. And so many fall in and they can't control themselves, even though they wanted to, so desperately, so determined. And after the act, whatever it was, that's followed by feelings of failure, depression, hopelessness, indifference, inadequacy, remorse, right? And after that, you kind of, sometimes you level out, sometimes you come back to yourself, and you come back to A, which is determination, inspiration, motivation, and the cycle begins again. And that's the cycle that is prevalent in this or any addiction. Now, last week we learned to use fact to deal with negative thoughts. And as I explained before, thoughts are those ideas that run through our brain, right? They kind of go through the whatever that part of the brain is, and we have images, we have ideas, 50,000 of them a day. Now, but beyond thoughts, there is another phenomenon which deals with our negative feelings. And our negative feelings are probably the greatest driving force in any addiction and any obsession that kind of steals or deprives us of our freedom, of our ability to be the person we ideally want to be. And these feelings of I'm wasted, I'm a failure, I'll never get out of this, my life is over, I don't deserve more, right? This is what's coming to me, and this is what I'm going to get. These feelings become central, and they drive, in many ways, they drive the addiction, they drive the behavior that we so much want to escape from. It's interesting because the feelings themselves become an addiction, right? Addiction doesn't have to only be a something we do. It can be something we feel. And negative thoughts that we have of ourselves are no less an addiction than the act, because they stimulate or they catapult the act, or precipitate the act is a better word. So the caveat of this program today on Pages is that we learn never to leave a negative thought unchallenged and untransformed. Every negative feeling, I'm sorry, every negative feel that we have that has kind of usurped our identity. That's the true, identity theft, where we think of ourselves as a failure or unfulfilled or empty. That's the true identity theft in our lives, not our money, but our very lives. So we learn never to leave a single negative feeling unchallenged. And through Pages, which I will be teaching you shortly, we learn to cultivate the positive. See, the difference between fact, which deals with thoughts, and Pages, which deal with feelings, it's not just that we're dealing with thoughts and feelings. It's a different approach. We all kind of got surprised last week, the week before, when President Trump announced that he's going to empty out Gaza. Nobody in the whole world expected that, right? He kind of turned the tables on everyone. What will happen? We don't know. We hope that B'ez Hashem it'll happen. But he turned the tables. And, in Pages, we're turning the tables, because what we're doing is not only are we trying to take a negative thought and neutralize it, but we want to do something far more important. We want to cultivate a positive thought about ourselves. And that's so much more effective than just neutralizing the negative thought. Because you have to understand like this. The primary tool of the Yetzer Hara, the primary tool of that impulse, is that the worse you feel about yourself, the more prone you are to leave yourself in a situation you're never going to get out of, right? Why should I get out of this? That the feeling of shame and guilt and self-loathing and loathing others and whoever got me into this situation, these feelings are entrap us as much as the act themselves. And while when we feel them, we feel, well, maybe this is the right way out. Maybe this is the tshuva, right? Maybe this is the what Hashem wants from me. It's not true. He doesn't want any of this from you. He doesn't want any humiliation. He doesn't want any feeling of self-loathing. He doesn't want any feeling of shame and guilt and anything and none of that stuff. He's not interested in that. That's not what he put you here for. I say that the human mind, which is the most intricate entity in the universe. It's like saying that, let's say I have a friend and I bought him a I have a lot of money, and he's a my best friend, and I really want to thank him for all he's done for me. And I buy him a Rolls Royce, right? Buy him a Rolls Royce, and I say, hey, Chaim, I want to buy you this Rolls. There's a black beauty, like onyx, shining like a jewel, right? And I put him in front of his house, and the snow starts to fall, right? And snow is all over the place. And I come by next week, and I see that the car is full with snow, and covered with snow. And I look inside the window. I see the windows are the inside the car is filled with bags of garbage. I say, Chaim, what'd you do with the car with the Rolls Royce? I say, you're putting garbage in there. Don't you know that it's this rich mahoganies and leathers and incredible sophisticated technology in the car? And the car costs $500,000, right? So Chaim said, well, it's been snowing and there's no pickup. I had no place to put the garbage. I put it in the Rolls Royce. That these feelings, and this is the mashal, these feelings of shame and guilt, right, and failure and emptiness, this is taking all that garbage, right, and putting it in the Rolls Royce of our minds, right? That's what we do when we have these feelings, right? So we want to transform them. Hashem doesn't want them. We don't want them. We may think that they're good for us. Maybe we'll feel better if we feel guilty. Oh, I feel guilty. Maybe that absolves me, or maybe it'll get me out of this. Not true. It gets it in even deeper. So this is what happens. It becomes these feelings are feelings of entrapment, and we want to get out of them. So comes pages, and let's now talk about pages, what that is. So as I say, I kind of play around with these words because I just want a word that you can remember. I remember pages easier to remember. Now remember, fact last week consisted of four words. F was for freedom, A was for appreciation, C was caring, and T was trust. And we went through a whole kind of sequence of thoughts that enables us to take the negative thought and transform it into a positive thought, into something that connects us to ourselves and to Hashem and gives us freedom from the negative thought. Page is a symbol, but it deals with feelings. So before I describe what the PAGES, or actually PAGS, is, I have a couple of things I want you to do. First, I want you to, and you can write it down or you can think about it. I'd like you to take one thought or two thoughts or three negative thoughts or feelings you have about yourself. Really kind of garbage in the Rolls Royce kind of feelings. I'm filled with shame over my life, or I'm filled with guilt or self-loathing kind of thing. We don't take it seriously. Just kind of put it on the side. Think about it and say, these are the kinds of feelings I've been struggling with. Now, what I want you to do is I want you to take kind of one is fine, two is fine, three is fine. Don't go overboard because you may drown in it, but just take a few of them, or less than a few, a couple. Now I'd like you to think of what you would really like to feel about yourself, what you'd like to something positive that and you can write it down or you can think about it. You can say, well, I'd like to feel that I'm courageous, right? I'd like to feel that I'm determined, right, and committed at all costs to make this happen. Right? A positive feeling. I want to feel a sense of I'm going to win. I'm going to feel my. I'd like to feel that I have a potential for greatness, right? That's residing within me. I want to feel like I'm a caring and loving person in the pure sense of the word, right? I'm a caring and loving person who wants to give others for the purpose of giving, right? For the desire to give. These are the positive things I want to cultivate. So when I walk down the street, I think of myself as a caring, hopeful, courageous, optimistic, I'm determined to leave a fulfilling life, right? But you really want to feel these. You just don't want to kind of say it, but you want to feel it, right? That's what I'm looking for. So this is the first step that I'd like you to take a negative thought, a negative feeling about yourself, and then take a positive feeling you would like to feel about yourself. I'd really like to feel that I'm deserving. We might hold this right now. I'm deserving, that I'm courageous, that I'm determined, I'm optimistic, I'm hopeful, right? And I'm giving, I'm caring, right? Right? Whatever comes to mind, just kind of put it out there. One more thing before we begin. I'd like to, if you're those of you who were participated last week, in fact, we know that we learned about the inner circle and we learned about appreciation. So I'd like you to think of one or two or three people that you have in your life or accomplishments that you've achieved in your life that you appreciate, that you say, Hashem, thank you for helping me appreciate this. Thank you for helping bring my this wonderful grandparent into my life, right? Thank you for maybe you're married and you have children, whatever the case may be, right? A best friend, good job. Right? Thank you, Hashem. Thank you. Appreciation. So this is how we're starting. We're starting with a positive thought, right? Positive feeling. Keep saying thought, a positive feeling that you want to experience within yourself and believe. And we want to think about someone or something, preferably someone or even a couple of people in your life that you really appreciate, that they've made a difference in your life. Thank you for such a wonderful sibling, teacher, friend. Thank you, Hashem. And that's how we begin. Now, this pages consists of four a sequence of four statements. Actually, the first is a request. We'll tell you what it is in a moment. The second is a statement about appreciation. The third is a response from Hashem to you. And the fourth is also a response to Hashem to you, or a statement from Hashem, right? So now let's go over what pages stands for. So I'd like you to put on a piece of paper if you can write or just kind of think about it. P stands for the word please, right? Please pass the salt, right? Please lend me a dime, right? Please, okay? And once again, these are arbitrary words. The goal here is to create a word that you can use. Like remember, oh, I'm going to page this. So we have please, where P and A is appreciation, and G is gift, the word gift. And S is a Hebrew word, Jewish word, simcha. No, I had kind of struggled with this a long time before I came up with the word pages. But once you learn it, you're not going to let go of it because it's really a gem. So let's say I cycled down, and remember the cycle that we described earlier. And I'm now in the lower end of that cycle, right? That we described where I'm kind of stuck in feelings of depression and hopelessness, maybe indifference. I'm jaded. I don't care anymore. Inadequacy, remorse, being a failure. This is where I am. Oh my goodness. Or maybe it's less intense. Maybe it's just kind of, I woke up in the morning and this is how I feel. I didn't do anything yet, but I'm, once you have this feeling, you know that you're vulnerable, right? know somebody who was a very important personality, and he was and something happened in his life, and he was and all of a sudden his world caved in, and he was a kind of a guy that never would kind of be open to this kind of behavior, and he was really quite depressed, didn't know what to do with himself, and he wound up in a he wanted to get a cup of coffee, and he sat there in the coffee shop, and someone sat next to him and said, "Boy, you look really depressed." The person who said that really was out to take him for a ride, and she did, right? Took quite a while before we got him out of that hole, right? He was in there for quite a while and almost threw away his life, right? Once we're in in that state of mind, boy, are we vulnerable. So we start off by defining when we have that negative feeling, we want to go to what we want, where we want to go. So maybe it's, listen, Hashem, I'm facing this situation, this bad feeling right now, and I'm really in the dumps. So I'm going to define what I want to feel. Hashem, could you help me feel hopeful? Please. And that's where the P is. Hashem, please help me feel hopeful. Or Hashem, please maybe help me feel worthy. Or I can fight this. I can be courageous, right? You understand? So we define where we want to go. We don't define the feeling. We don't wallow and drown in the feeling. That's the ikkar over here. We define our destination. We define how we want to feel. Because we know that the negative feeling is never, ever what Hashem wants, because it never enables us to climb out of the hole. As I described last week, it's like the guy who's digging out of a ditch and he's up to his thighs. And I said, "What are you doing?" He said, "I'm digging out of a ditch up to my thighs." I said, "Where were you when you started?" He said, "I was up to my knees or my ankles, right?" You're short there. You dug even deeper. You're now up to your thighs. When we go and we explore the negative feeling of the humiliation and the guilt and all stuff, we're digging ourselves deeper into the hole. We don't want to do that. It has nothing to do with where we come from, right? Tshuva doesn't come from depression. It comes from enlightenment, right? It comes from an understanding. I did something and I don't know what I did. I know what I did and have a reason to get out of this. I'm going to get out of this, right? It doesn't come from being in a dark place. It comes from seeing the light and holding on to that light and digging out of that tunnel. So he said, "Hashem, please help me feel that I am worthy, right, of climbing out of this. Help me feel that I have the courage, right? That I have the willpower, that I have the determination, right? I'm entitled to, if I put the effort in. Help me feel that I am a loving and caring person," whatever it is that you're saying. So Hashem says to you, he says to you, Chaim, whatever your name is, he said, I'll give you a bracha to have that feeling. But first I want you to show your appreciation. Is there something I've done for you that you appreciate, right? Is there something I've done for you that shows you that I love you? Very important. You say, "Well, you know, Shem, you gave me this. I have this wonderful grandmother. I was able to sit with her whenever I wanted. I thank you very much for her. It shows me you gave me such a wonderful grandmother. It shows me that you love me." And It shows me that you love me. And, or Hashem, you know, I have this job that I never should have gotten. I was able to make a salary, and you gave me this job. Every part also comes from Hashem, right? Shows me that you love me. Or Hashem, I have a wife. You know, she's loyal to me, even though she struggled. She stayed with me. I appreciate. Shows me that you love me, right? So we have the P, and we have the A. Now, the moment we go into appreciation, we're a different person. But that's not what we're going towards. We're not looking to escape the negative. We're looking to cultivate the positive. That's what Pages is. Escaping the negative in itself is a tremendous milah, but cultivating the positive is an incredible milah, incredible asset. So we have the P and we have the appreciation A. So that's your statement. Remember, we started with a request, Hashem, please. And then we come up with a statement that you're making, Hashem, I appreciate. Thank you, Hashem. My grandmother, my wife, my job, my kids, whoever the case may be, right? Now Hashem answers. And he says, yes, Chaim, he says, it's true. I gave you your wife to show you that you are entitled to a better life, that you do deserve a better life, that you are a loving and caring person, right? Whatever the case may be. I gave you this person because I love you and because I want you to feel this way, right? Now you defined it. You had to define it yourself. But once you defined it, Hashem says, yes, I gave you this gift so you can feel it. So you can feel deserving. You can feel courageous. You can feel optimistic. You can feel hopeless. You can feel fulfilled. You can feel these things, right? That's why I gave you this. And the last statement, which I think is the most critical of all, and I'll explain why in a moment, is, and Chaim, when you feel hopeful, when you feel courageous, when you feel your own potential for greatness, when you feel optimistic, right? When you feel deserving, I deserve my freedom, then that gives me simcha. That gives me, we could use the word nachas ruach or joy. Think of yourself as a parent, right? And you have a 5-year-old going off to school the first day. And you take this 5-year-old and you say, hey, Baruch, Beryl, whatever his name is, Shandy, I'm giving you your new lunchbox. I'm giving you, you're wearing new shoes. You're wearing a new dress or pants, whatever. And you're all decked out first day in school. And you're really gonna make it. You're gonna love it. They're gonna love you. Comes home that night, or whatever it is, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, and the kid's beaming ear to ear, right? And how was it? It was great. Everybody loved me, and I loved everybody. The parent has simcha. The parent invested himself, herself, in this child, sent this child off to school, and this child aced it in school and comes home. The parent feels simcha. The parents feel nachas. The investment was made. And this is what Pages is all about. Because Hashem wants us to have these feelings all along. It's so different than what you hear in the rest of the world. Hashem wants us to have these feelings, these positive feelings. And when we do, he has simcha. And this last statement is so crucial. Why is it so crucial? Because the negative feeling is so much an inherent part of the addiction. It keeps us anchored, enslaved, entrapped, right? The fly on fly paper, glued to the addiction. And it never wants to let go. And even if it lets go for a moment, it finds another way to drag us back in there. But when we understand, when we appreciate, that when we escape, Hashem is waiting and saying, I've been waiting for this glorious moment for you to experience your freedom, for you to love yourself in a healthy way, to appreciate yourself, to appreciate your potential for growth, for greatness, to be optimistic, to be hopeful, to be trustful. I feel simcha for you. You made my day. I'm using the vernacular, obviously. It's nachas ruach. It's simcha for Hashem. And it's only this simcha that Hashem has for our success, for our climbing Everest, for our achievement, that is strong enough to fight the gravitational pull that always schleps us down into the muck, into the mud, into the quicksand, into the cesspool of the negative feelings. That's the only thing in the world that's strong enough to get us out of there. Right? Hashem's simcha. This is looking, this being seen above with a tremendous smile. That's what it's all about. And that's how we begin to cultivate the garden of positive feelings. So I'm going to go over pages one more time, right? So you'll understand. Now, and if you can, the way you do this is that you write down the formula for pages. This is the sequence of thoughts, right? And then you practice it every day. You practice it 5, 10, 15, 20 times a day. You practice it when you need it, and you practice it when you don't need it. But you find an exhilaration, a sense of completion that you never had before. So once again, P stands for please. You're making requests. Please, Hashem. Don't, not that I'm, in fact, we're asking Hashem to take us out of the feeling. No. In this, please, Hashem, help me feel this positive feeling. Right? That's the please. The A stands, as in fact, for appreciation. And the appreciation is you gave me this gift, this person, this achievement. You enabled me to have this relationship or to achieve this because you love me. You gave me this, right? And the G is a gift, right? Actually, I didn't spell that out clearly before. Yes, Hashem says, I gave you the gift of your grandmother. I gave you the gift of your job. I gave you the gift of your wife or your kids or your friends. I gave you this gift because I love you. That's the G. We don't have the E. We don't need it. And the S is, and when you feel this, right? And when you do feel it, it causes me, it brings me great simcha. I'm encouraging you. I'm imbuing you. I'm rewarding you for having this positive feeling. And that enables you to climb out of the hole, to climb out of the negative feeling, to achieve a sense of yourself that nothing else helps you achieve. This is not an adrenaline high, right? This is not a impulse. This is not a stimulation. This is a dialogue with the creator of the universe between your neshama, your deepest self, and Hashem, and enabling you to feel something that because of reasons that you never really wanted any part of, you were thrown into. And now you're stepping on a ladder out of this, and you're reaching incredible heights. So just the sum for now, I'm going to see if any of you have any questions, and you can text them to Bechor.
How
Just to
do
kind
we?
of review. And so we learned the first skill yesterday, last week, was fact, dealing with negative thoughts. And today we learn pages, dealing with negative feelings and cultivating positive feelings. And you will learn as you practice pages, as you practice fact, that these are life-changing activities. Once you start them, you never want to stop, because there's nothing else that you've ever learned that enables you to take control of the moment, right? And win back your freedom in a disciplined way. So these are two of the skills that I wanted to teach you, and we have three more to go, and then we're gonna visit a number of other experiences which will deepen you emotionally as well as spiritually.
How do people ask a question if they are on the phone? Is there a number
Let me
they can
get this
text?
IR in here. Hold on, please. Yeah.
How do people ask a question if they are on the phone? Is there a place they can text it to?
Well, if you have a question, I can unmute. We have another 15 minutes. We don't have that many people on, so I can let me. Do we have any questions at this point that we want to address?
Not in the chat.
Okay.
I presume
Okay.
that people on the phone have no way to unmute, though.
I have no way of unmuting. Okay. Checking over here on the tools. Do we have any more questions?
Number ending in 0793, you can press 6 to unmute.
Yeah, okay. Maybe I can actually call.
What's the name of the book that you keep on mentioning?
It's called Breaking Free. Breaking Free, and with my name on it. There are a number of Breaking Free books, but that's the one that I'm mentioning. Okay, do we have anybody else, or are we gonna?
We have a question
Yeah.
sent to me in the chat.
Yeah.
Are we supposed to try to cultivate feelings of simcha in ourselves when we get to S?
When we get.
To S of pages.
No. We do feel simcha. But the simcha we feel is Hashem's simcha. And that gives us the awareness that when we feel positive about ourselves, that's what Hashem put us here for. Right? That can give us simcha, or that can free us, or that can give us a good feeling about ourselves. When you do it and you experience it, it's an incredible experience when you do it, try it. But the focus is really that Hashem is giving you the green light, right?
That happens in G.
No, the green that in G, that's gifts that Hashem gave. I gave you this gift so you can feel accomplished, so you can feel good about yourself, right? So you can feel courageous. S is, and when you feel it, and when you feel it, right? That gives me simcha. That gives me an incredible sense of happiness for you. The father feels the happiness when the kid comes home that first day from school, having aced it, right? He sent this kid out in the world, right? And to succeed, and the child is coming home succeeding. When you had that positive feeling about yourself, you are succeeding.
Would you clarify, G?
Yes, that everything in our lives, whether our parents, or our job, or our friends, or whatever we have that we appreciate, all of it is a gift from Hashem. And the purpose of the gift was to show us how much we're loved and how worthy we are.
And so,
I'm
what is
giving you
Hashem
this
happy about?
when we feel it. We say, yes, I do feel this. I do feel good about myself. That's what Hashem is happy about.
And so, what is the difference between A and G?
Well, A is I appreciate the gift you gave me, right? It shows me that you love me. Hashem affirms that and says, yes, I gave you this gift so you can feel this feeling, this positive feeling. And when you do, it gives me great simcha.
Very well, thank you.
Okay. So I think we can, with that, we can end. And next week, we're going to be doing it, session at 9 o'clock, not at 7:15. Okay. I wish everybody a wonderful week. Bye-bye.